yet between the form and the essence. We use the form to change the essence. And so on and so on, we talked about it. Now, these are the last tricks, these are the final stories. We have only three left. And these three stories, we hear the final words, which are tendency to be a little bit bizarre, because at the end of it, we talk about magic in here. We talk about that miracle that this will not understand, but this could feel. We'll talk about that even. So these are final stories, and we talk about the strategy of the ego. The strategy of the ego first is stopping me, then is to discourage me, then to try to deviate me a little bit here or there, not to go straight forward. How? This is how he does it. It pretends to be with me. It pretends to be a believer even. And it pretends to help. As simple as that. Then what can I do? Logically, nothing. Because the guy is clever. Remember that my ego is as clever as I am. Period. He knows every secret down there. He knows all my weaknesses and everything. He will try to deviate. How? Let's listen to it. Who is the guilty party tonight? You will be there.
The story of the hypocrites and their building the mosque of opposition. It is fit, if you will hearken to another parable concerning perversity taken from the narrative in the Quran. The hypocrites played against the prophet such a crooked game at odd and even, saying, "Let us build a mosque for the glory of the Mohammedan religion." That was apostasy. Such a crooked game they were playing. They built a mosque other than his mosque. They constructed its floor and roof and dome, but they desired to disunite the community. They came to the prophet with entreaty. They knelt as camels before him, saying, "O messenger of God, wilt thou for kindness' sake give thyself the trouble?"
Okay, up to here. What happened? He started with what? First of all, he said, "Let me give you another example." Means let me turn the coin I was talking about. About around. That was the intelligence cheating me. Now listen to this one. Why? Maybe you will be convinced to read the Quranic version of it. And remember, Quranic version means the readable version, the one that you should read. Because even there you will find the hint. Then, it will go on, it's very simple. They build another mosque and they want the Muhammad to come and cut the ribbon and say, maybe Allah Akbar, and they are done. But remember some words here which now, I hope you have got enough sensitivity towards words that Rumi is using because of the poetry. First of all, whenever here we say mosque, mosque to you is what? Is a place, right? Which to us is not necessarily a place. It's masjid. Let's go back to the first story, first book. Remember when the king gave up because none of his physical treatment was working? He went to the mosque. To do what? Because that the name of the place means the place that you bow, the place that you put your head on the earth. That's sujde. So this is the place of that. So they say we made a place for that, and the key is in your hand, because you are the favorite. Please come and open this, because from your feet will be a good omen, your feet. But the foot by itself, it has some other meanings over there. Your doing is iqdam, and the walking leg is qadam. He's playing with those words to somehow give a way to expand the meaning of the action from that historical event to the meaning of me and me. A part of me which is creating something good, and he wants this action to have the footstep of the Prophet. What? To fool everyone. These are the tricks. Yes? Oh, sorry. And was it necessary to say the guy in front of the Muhammad went down on his knees? But he did that. You know why? Let's go back to those knee problem and the camel. Do you remember camel and the knee?
Bandit.
Bandit. Prophet said out loud that with tawakkul, binded that. Controlling the camel, which is what? Aql. Iqal is that rope. So this is controlling the intelligence. He will refer to the intelligence, that this is the intelligence guy. He is like that camel that I talked about, the knee on that camel, remember? The necessity of binding the knees together, the necessity of controlling the intelligence. All are here, hidden behind the words in poetry. Yes?
To that end, it may be made blessed by thy approach. May thy days flourish until the resurrection. It is a mosque for muddy and cloudy days, a mosque for days of sore distress in times of poverty. That a stranger may get charity and room there, and that this house of service may be frequented, so that the rites of the religion may be multiplied and abound, because a bitter plight is sweetened with friends. Honor that place for a short while. Declare us to be sincere and give a good account of us. Show favor to the mosque and its founders. Thou art the moon, we are the night. Comply with us for a moment. In order that by thy beauty night may be made like day, O thou whose beauty is a night illuminating sun. Alas, would that those words had been from the heart, so that the desire of these folk might have been accomplished.
Some translation, please. What did that mean?
It's flattery.
They're not sincere.
Look at it.
It's flattery.
Playing with the words. It's poetic. And it's very clever. Alas. Why? Because the guy is talking about some good stuff. Right? And yes, if he meant it, it was really good, but he doesn't mean it. That was the story, right? But he said what? He said, as if it was coming from the heart. Remember? That knee, that apple, which he brought in with the shodor, and the heart. Intelligence and the heart. He said, oh, these words doesn't belong to this. It should come from here. If it is coming from here, there is a problem. There is a hidden agenda. If your intelligence is bringing in something good, be careful. If it is coming from the heart, don't. If you're doing something and your heart doesn't let you to do it full-heartedly, don't go with it. Do the thing that you can go do full-heartedly. The logic has always a hidden agenda. Alas, if it was coming from the heart. Yes?
Courtesy that comes to the tongue without heart and soul is like herbs on the ash heap, old friends.
Yeah, that's something that needs a lot of explanation, I don't know. Any of you know that what he's talking about? He's talking about a place that even the Iranian now, they don't know it. This is the oldest time, and this is the oldest way to warm the public bath. You have to dig something underneath, and have some burning stuff, which is normally the dung. So you have a humid, dark, safe place, and there is a hole in the roof, so there will be even some flowers in. That's the worst place physically in the time of rooming. The filthiest one. That's the job that nobody will do. To live in that filth under the ground for others to be clean, in a way. So Rumi will bring that a lot. He will say, okay, over there you may see a flower, but that's not a flower you will bring on the table or you smell. Means what? This is something that will bring in a lot. And I have seen lots of people bring it and then you go, yeah, that was nice. They don't get it. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Means that in a filthy environment, you cannot be clean. So you have the duty to help and clean up the environment. Because good stuff in a bad environment is not that good. Even the flower in that filthy space is no good. That's how you are not you to us. You are you means we. Not me and you. We. All of us are within this thinking system. Imagine this space that belongs to us. There is this space of thought, which is going on with language, right? This environment, we share it. And you cannot be a happy one surrounded with unhappy people. Period. Yes?
Courtesy that comes to the tongue without heart and soul is like herbs on the ash heap, old friends. Look at them from afar and pass on. They are not fit for eating or smelling, O son. Do not indeed go towards the courtesy of the faithless, for it is a ruined bridge. Heed well. If a fool set foot on it, the bridge will break. It will shatter that foot of his.
You see, again, it will interpret to give it away that, remember, I'm talking about both sides of this. There are two sides of this. Me and me. And me and that part of we. Which is like this, me. In both ways, I have to be careful. Because it's not easy to understand that the word is coming from heart or brain. So, I have to avoid it. The best example is